November 16, 1968, an interview with Mrs. Esther Saltzman. Mrs. Saltzman, will you tell me a little about your home in Europe where you lived?
Yeah. Well, my father left for this country, you know. And
we
left my mother with five children. Is that what you want?
Yeah. Well, what town did you live in?
I lived in that. Do you have to write the name of the town?
Well, if you can remember.
Yeah, sure. Sinead was the name.
Sinead.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Where is that?
That's in Russia, Poland.
I see. And what kind of a house did you live in there?
Well, we lived there in a two-room house, you know. That wasn't a house, there was four apartments, like, but each one was two rooms, and there were four tenants. That is, the landlord lived in one, and one a Polish family, and one a German family over the top, and we lived downstairs.
Were you hearing also, Jewish people?
Well, my landlord was a Jew, too.
Oh, he was. The landlord was a Jew. He owned, he was able to own
he was,
property
yeah,
there.
Yeah, they were all, like, you know, it was... four tenants, two rooms each.
Was this a small town or a village?
Well, it was not a village, no. It was a nice town. It was a comparatively nice and not very many
like
people,
as large
I don't believe.
Pittsburgh?
Oh, for God's sakes, no.
No.
No comparison, not even like, I don't believe it's big as McKeesport.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it was, I don't know, but... It was a beautiful, clean town, you know, very nice. Mm-hmm. And of course, the population was mostly Polish and Lithuanians, mostly Polish.
Mm-hmm.
But it was under the Tsars, mm-hmm. under the Tsar at the time.
Was this near Lithuania?
Well, yes. There is the cities of, they are near Lithuania. We were far from Russia, you know, but was taken by the Russians,
yes.
you know. Mm-hmm. That's why they called it Russia.
Yeah. Were the houses, was your house made of a brick or frame house, do you remember?
I think it was frame, if as much as I can remember. It was frame.
Was there anything?
But it was right on the marketplace, you know.
Was there
where
a
all
front
the stores
yard?
Were.
Was there very much property
there was a
around
backyard,
it?
Yeah, and there were property, and there were a river running in the back, you know. It was a very nice place. And I still remember like today,
yeah.
the whole place, you know,
yeah.
I would never get lost, but I know there is not one Jew left over there now after
mm-hmm.
Hitler, because it was near, not closer to Germany.
Mm-hmm.
See, it was
two days
from Berlin, Germany, and half an hour.
Two days by what?
By train.
By train, for
That's
2 days.
Right. 2 days mm-hmm. to the Berlin, and I remember Berlin too. You know, before there.
Yeah. Who lived in the apartment with you? Your immediate family.
My mother and five children. Well, five
yes,
children.
Children.
One passed
uh-huh.
away,
mm-hmm.
and so we were only four.
One passed away in Europe.
Yeah,
as a child.
In Europe as a child.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And how many sisters did you have?
I had. Well, we've got three sisters. Now I have one sister in California.
And no brothers.
And one here. Maybe you know him. He's is that also plays Sif, Feinberg and Sif. Sif is my brother. Do you know him?
I've heard of him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Him,
sure. Do you know his wife, maybe? Ida? Regenstein,
no.
Her maiden name?
No, but I mean, it sounds very familiar. I think
uh-huh.
I know who they are.
They live on Douglas yeah. and Shady.
How long did you live in this house?
Well, since my father left, you know. And
your father was there?
Well, my father wasn't there.
Oh, he wasn't?
Well, he was born in that city.
Uh-huh.
But when he left, you know, we lived in a village. With my grandparents, my mother, my mother's parents.
You don't know how long you lived in this house.
In this house, I don't remember
girl.
Just exactly. I just
how old were
remember.
You when your father left?
When my father left, I don't just remember how old I was, but we were every year, you know. My mother had a child every year.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister in California, just, you know, while the one between us died, then we're 2 years apart.
Mm-hmm. Where did your father go?
Right to Pittsburgh.
Because he came first to America.
Oh, for God's sake, sure. What do you
think?
We came
first.
We came to him.
I see. And when he left, you went to live with your
But no, we lived with my father. That's the reason, I guess, he left for this country. He lived in that village that was...
Sini.
Yeah, no, the Sini was a city. But he was born in Sini. He was raised in Sini. But that was the main city was where all the military and everything, that was like a state, you know, not a state, the main city. The
capital.
Governor lived there.
Capital, yeah.
The governor, the capital. So we, but as soon as he moved, you know,
just
he went away, and my brother was just after the priest. He was only 8 days old. It was 2 days later we moved to the city.
Okay.
You know, to Sini, we moved. So my father didn't live with us. He was here.
Oh, you mean you were in the village first?
Yeah, well, we lived in the village.
And then
I was born, first we lived in Sini. And
that.
I was born there. My sister, sisters were born there. My two brothers were born in the village. They were born in the village.
Uh-huh.
And then after the priest, you know, he left.
What do you mean after the
priest? You know, after my brothers were circumcised.
Oh.
Yeah, you know what priest is.
Oh, the Brits. I see.
Yeah.
I didn't understand what you said.
So,
you're
circumcised.
Yeah.
So the next day he left for this country. And then I guess he prepared, you know, he went to Sini, the city. I guess it was about four miles. It's not miles like here in this country.
Mm-hmm.
There is, they used to call it Vjors.
How would he go? Did he take a train or
no, just with a horse and a wagon.
The horse and wagon.
That's right. That's the way we used to go
city.
To the capital, too,
yeah. Uh-huh.
At that time. But from the capital, like we went to this country from Boskin, it took us half an hour, went by train already.
Well, I'll get into that. I do want to know how you all went, you know.
Uh-huh.
What kind of work did your father do in
father was dealing
in Europe.
With cattle.
In Europe.
Yeah, in Europe.
My grandfather did too.
Yeah.
Skins,
uh-huh. So I guess he just didn't like to live, I guess, in that village and with the in-laws, you know, with my grandparents. So
you think this is the main reason he
No, that wasn't the main reason. He wanted to go and see what's going on and left us all and we moved to that city. And
that he could make a living better there.
Well, that's what he was thinking of. I imagine he was, because I was too young to know just exactly what he was thinking about.
Yeah.
But I remember when he left, you know, but I never recognized him. You know, I couldn't recognize him when I came to this country.
Mm-hmm. How old were you when you came to this country?
10 years.
You were 10 years
old.
Yeah. It was in
1910
you came here. What were the languages spoken in your home in Europe?
We spoke Jewish only.
Uh-huh.
But when I went to school, we spoke Russian, of course. And my mother sent me to the nicest schools there after I graduated from that Russian school. She sent me there to another school. And the day, that school we were supposed to pay already. The other one we didn't.
Was
the Russian school?
Oh, there was a free school.
A free school, that's right.
What,
we didn't have any. To
what grade? Like, till
how? Well, it would have been about like public school, but that was only three classes, they called it. In Russian, it's Zhenshka Chilishka, I don't know. So that means a girl's school.
Oh,
it was free. Russian,
girl.
Russian was, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they also thought, they used to teach Polish, Polish. Used to teach Polish.
Oh, they taught
too.
You Polish and
Polish.
Russian.
And Russian, yeah. Then my mother sent me to a, after I graduated from there, I went to the other school, a Russian school. And I was going to go to a higher school in the capital after I graduated, but then we got the tickets. And I also learned that, you know, my mother was, she always wanted me to know everything. So she sent me to a private tutor, you know, to learn German and Latin and Hebrew. Mm-hmm. And I everything, and then I used to go in cheder too. You know what a cheder is?
Yes, I did. That's my next question. Would you like to know about Jewish education?
I was 5 years old when I started at Russian school. Because you know, when my father took the birth certificate, so it was with a year older or 2 years older, always. Even when I came here, he made a sign 2 years, but 3 years older than before.
Is that right?
See, in case we have to go to war. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, he told my aunt, you know, she took us down
so
to ledger school. And they couldn't keep up, you know, I learned, I knew already geography in Russia and history, everything.
You never learned English, though, there?
No, not English. English was, oh, German, French, Latin, and Polish,
and
Russian.
What was your synagogue like?
Just a plain, ordinary shul, you know, synagogue, that's all. Mm-hmm. We had.
Did you go there for Hebrew school, too, or did the...
Well, we did.
I'm just trying to tell you.
Mm-hmm. So when I went to that school, you know, either one of those schools, I used to go for an hour to that teacher, you know, from 3 o'clock to 4, I went to a private teacher for German, also Polish, he taught me, and Latin and Hebrew. Besides, I used to learn Hebrew in cheder. I used to write letters.
Was this a rabbi that taught you all this?
The Russian was different. The Russian was different. Russian in 2 days a week.
But then there was a rabbi that taught you.
And it was not a rabbi. The rabbi I went to cheder. That was the whole day I was occupied with learning. That's all. And at night, 10 o'clock, I used to come back from the cheder, you know. And I was...
But the teachers didn't come to your home. You went...
No, we went there. Even that Russian school, they had also three classes. We had to pay there. He was a Jewish teacher, but he couldn't speak Jewish. He was from Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And I even remember his name. And I went there for about 2 years, I think, until we got the tickets.
Yeah. What were your relations with the non-Jewish people in the community?
I mean, well, we got along pretty good. There was nothing wrong with us, you know, where we lived. I know we heard things from Russia and from different places, but we heard about pogroms and different things like that. But we didn't have any trouble whatsoever, not in our city, no. Mm-hmm. In fact, we lived the German, Alexander, and the Polish, and I used to play with a girl. They had a girl and a boy, and I used to play with them.
The German, they had three boys.
Uh-huh. But the Polish had a boy and a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to play with those kids,
mm-hmm.
and didn't have any trouble. Used to go up there. You know, they were on the second floor.
I guess you were too young, but did your father belong to any political organization there?
No, never.
Or clubs never. Or groups? Or
not in Europe,
like
no.
That. In Europe, this is not just in Europe.
Yeah, I used to belong to the neighborhood and something else.
What was the relationship of the government of your country to the Jews? I mean, so far you said they seemed to treat
you. Well, as far as I know,
nice.
there was nothing wrong. Nothing wrong whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
I never
property.
Heard any bad things, you know what I mean? But, you know, of course, any Gentile, you know what I mean, they're not worth anything. You know, they're still our enemies, Jewish enemies, you know, I don't have to tell you that.
What did you
But
think?
They were quiet. There were nothing wrong.
You didn't have pogroms there.
Yeah. Oh, not in our city.
No.
That was in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
See, Russia and also, I don't know where else, but...
Yeah.
I remember Russia,
What did you think about America at this time when your father said he was going to America? Did you want to
go? Well, I didn't remember that.
I don't remember.
Yeah. I remember only when he left the day, and he kissed us all goodbye, and he left, and that's all. And he left my mother with a 10-day-old child. That was my brother that had a store there on Fifth Avenue. And of course, another boy was 2 years.
Well, then he had enough money to for his ticket and all.
I imagine he did. He must have had.
He made a good living there. And
I don't know. He didn't make such a good living. Otherwise, he wouldn't have stayed with my mother's parents, you know. So I really don't know about that. You know, I was too young to know. I was too young.
When he came here, did your father have a definite destination? Did he know where he was going in America?
Well, I'll tell you what happened. So, you know, my mother wanted to go to America so badly, although she was a very religious woman, and she wanted to go badly. So every time we used to send us money enough, and we had everything. You know, we had everything to live on. And the only thing is, he used to write us letters, and he wanted to come back. He had money saved up enough, you know, over there, if it was 3,000, that was in Europe, 6,000.
Mm-hmm.
So he had money enough, and he wrote her a letter that he wants to come home.
What kind of work did he do here?
Over here, he was peddled with a fruit, you know, a lobster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did he come to New York? No, he came straight to Pittsburgh. He had relatives here, four sisters and a brother.
And also first cousins, a lot of first cousins. They all died, most of them died. But they're a very large family.
Uh-huh.
Do you know, it was a shul right on Fulton and Clark Street on the corner. That's all you saw is our relations. That's all. It was our Sifs. It was well known, all, you know, in Pittsburgh.
Sure.
Everybody was safe over here almost. Almost.
Big family.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We had an awful lot of cousins. They're all gone.
Mm-hmm. Well, then what happened? How did you all come here?
Well, I'll tell you. So then my mother didn't like it. She says, I bet she writes already this coming home. She wanted to go to this country, but so she said, well, the next letter, I don't know what she wrote to him, but the next letter received, he said he was going to send out tickets. Well, we started out in 1910.
So this was your mother and your...
Mother and my four children.
The little baby brother and the other three sisters.
Well, there was a brother already about 5 years old, I think it was at that time.
Mm-hmm.
My father was here 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Now he sent you money. He sent you the money to buy our
Every month, like a clock, we used to get money.
But I mean, he sent you the tickets then.
He sent the tickets and sent us money. Well, we didn't go just like plain ordinary people, but we went with a tourist ship, and it was the most beautiful. I'll never forget it as long as I live. Like millionaires.
That's the way they came to my father.
Like
they
millionaires.
Came. Good class.
That was a good class.
Yeah.
Good, wonderful ship, Boston.
Well, how did you get permission then from the government? Did they let you go out all right?
The only trouble was, when my father left, my brother was born, he went into the, I don't know where they went there, you know, to make out the birth certificates for everybody. So he made us all on one certificate, the same age. You know, make us, we were all the same age.
Uh-huh.
We couldn't get a passport.
Uh-huh.
See, we were all the, you know, like a quadruplets or whatever it is, I don't know. So that was the funniest part. So, you know, my mother went to apply for a passport, and of course they saw, you know, he said, you're all four children of the same age. So my mother said no, and she gave them the ages, you know. So every morning, like at 3 o'clock, a policeman used to come and count us over, everyone, until we finally got the passport. We got the passport and we came.
Well,
we went to the capital where my mother's
brother
lived.
On a horse and wagon? Who took you there? From
city where we lived, with a wagon, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But we sent our baggage, you know, they sent out our baggage. My father paid up to till Pittsburgh. We didn't have any trouble whatsoever. Every country we came, there was always somebody standing with a beautiful carriage with two men with high hats, you know. It was beautiful. And my name was Shapotsky in your ears, see? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Madame Shapotsky, yeah. Madame Shapotsky. So every place, we got off from the train right away. That was, you know, like in Proskin and like in Germany, you know, we got off. They came and took us to a hotel. And also in Holland, in the Rotterdam.
Well, let me say, now from Senee, you went to where?
To Germany. The capital. Right. We went to, my mother had our parents there, and also had
the capital
that called Suwalk. That was
in
Poland.
In Poland.
It was it took only about 5 hours.
Well, was that
get
a seaport, or did you have to take a train then?
We had to take a train to go to Proskin.
In Germany, that's where you took the boat.
No, we took the boat in Holland.
Oh, and then
Rotterdam.
From you went to Rotterdam.
Yeah.
I see, and then you got the boat there.
We got the boat there, sure. The boat was standing. We were there two days, and we went to see the boat. It was right near the edge of the... And it was a beautiful city, Holland, you know, and Berlin. Gorgeous. It was just where I thought it was two cities on top of the other, and we were riding on the top in a train. So, you know, we looked down through the window, and it was so gorgeous. It was so clean, so gorgeous. It was awful large. Mm-hmm. And we came in Holland. Mm-hmm. It took us also about that much.
And someone met you at each...
In each place. Someone met us and took us to our hotel. And all was in beautiful carriages, in beautiful hotels. It was paid everywhere. My mother didn't have to give a penny. I don't know whether she had to give
what
a tip.
What did you take with you from, you know, you shipped a lot of baggage.
We shipped all the baggage.
Household things, everything?
No, not just like pillows and different things like that, like silver.
Sure,
and different. And blankets and different things like that.
Just household things.
Yeah, household things, yeah. Mm-hmm. No furniture, if you mean furniture, no.
Some of ours, anything like that?
No, nothing.
There, nothing
no.
like that. Just
and
the, bedding,
just the luggage that we had it, and we took it along, you know. Mm-hmm. We had the valises that we took along, you know, for children. When I went to school, I wore a uniform, a brown and a black apron, you know, they used to wear. That's for students. Mm-hmm. Well, here is surprisingly, you know, I was surprised when I started to go to lecture school, and I saw everybody's wearing something else. It really surprised me. But in Europe, everybody had to wear the same identical thing. Mm-hmm. See?
You don't have anything left today, do you?
No,
a passport or anything we could take a picture of. Nothing.
Nothing. I don't even know what happened.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. See, when I came here, I knew I have to go to school, and I went to school, and then I had to go to work.
Why did you change your name here? You said you did change
Your name. Well, everybody changed. The cousins and everyone would have changed. So they would be
changed
too.
You changed your name in Pittsburgh.
That's right. That's right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, nobody could write Shapotska. That's a terrible spelling.
Yeah.
So, which is
Who met you? Did you come to New York then first?
No, in Newark, New Jersey.
Oh, to New Jersey.
And over there too. Well, the boat stopped right in New Jersey. And it was about 6 o'clock in August the 8th, and we got off. The second to first class got off, but the third class remained. And to tell you how we were there and 10 days on the boat is absolutely, it was just like, well, I just can't tell you how wonderful it was to be rich. I just can't tell you. We went like really, really very wealthy people.
Were you first class, did you say?
We were on the second class.
Second class.
But we used to go up in the first class too.
Mm-hmm.
But the second, the third class wasn't allowed to go up. And you had to see the way they served and who the waiters, you know. They they were dressed in a in Holland, you know. It was from Holland.
Yeah,
they,
Dutch boat. Mm-hmm.
So they were dressed in short knickers, in satin, with beautiful jackets, you know, gorgeous. And they used to stay like, and I used to look at them, and I didn't eat. I didn't eat this way. You know, anything we wanted to eat by the table were a lot of Americans, too. And there was a tourist ship. So,
this was 1910.
I'll tell you, it was beautiful. It was just beautiful the whole way. And 10 days, my mother was sick. My mother used to faint. It was very bad, you know. It was something terrible. And of course, you know, I
just
lost
from
my
the boat
appetite
or did she
from the boat. She used to say, if she saw anything bad, she fainted right away. But I know that she saw a man bleeding, so she fainted, you know, in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that, and I thought she died, so we started to scream and yell, you know. And then we came to Hoboken, New Jersey, and we stayed there, also in a hotel. An agent, you know, took us to the hotel, and he took my mother to New York about the baggage.
Mm-hmm.
And
you all went to New York then?
Huh?
Or just your mother?
Just my mother.
Oh, you
we
all
stayed in the
hotel
in Hoboken, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And, but my mother told us we shouldn't get out, we should stay inside. But, you know, children, we didn't listen, we walked out, we stood outside. We saw a colored person passing by. Well, that was the payoff. I'll never forget it. She wore a hat and an apron and black as coal. And I read geography,
well,
and
this
I read
the first
about
time
it.
You
about
have ever
it
seen
it, but
a,
I saw, yeah,
black
the first
person.
That's right. I knew there was, you know, five different colors, but but I didn't know that was true, you know. I just read, I was too young to, so when I saw it, I said, oh God, in Europe they used to say, you know, the one it's in, if they go to this country, if they're long enough, they get black. So that's what made me think. I say, I bet you this, she must be, I told my sister, I say, I bet you she must be here a long time.
Were you the middle one? Were you the youngest girl?
I was the oldest. I'm the oldest in the family.
Oh, you're the oldest.
That's right.
You were the oldest, and all these other brothers were younger than you.
Yeah, they were younger than me. We were all, my mother had six children all, you know, a year apart. Just 1 year apart, that's all.
So
I said to my sister, I said,
in America.
Yeah. No, yes, in New Jersey, in Newburgh, New Jersey. But then my mother came back, and we started, the next day we started out for Pittsburgh. And of course, you know, we came to Pittsburgh. My father was waiting. Father was waiting at the B&O. Yeah, sure, from Newburgh, New Jersey, the B&O station. And I guess my aunt came with him, you know, my father's sister. He stayed with her. We didn't have no house yet.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't rent a house yet.
Yeah, you went.
So we had to stay with her 2 weeks, you know, in our house. Mm-hmm. We stayed with them for 2 weeks till we got an apartment.
Mm-hmm. Was there anything that disappointed you?
Yeah.
In the Pittsburgh?
Well, I'll tell you what happened. So, they told, I imagine they, you know, the B&O used to be so darn slow, and then I guess we got on with an hour later than like we were supposed to. So agent took us up, and they took us over to the train. So we got on, and my father waited and waited. He waited for about an hour and a half, and he went over to ask if a train from New York, he didn't say from Hoboken, but he said from New York, he came in. They said no, but they expect one in a couple hours. So he figured that we're going to come from New York. So my aunt says to him, you know what, let's go home, and we'll come back again. We'll go and have lunch, and we'll come back. Well, my father and aunt went away, and we came. We came My mother had the address for my aunt, you know. We looked around, no father, no husband, no nothing. Well, it was, you know, we were very disappointed, and it was terrible, and we couldn't speak English and nothing. We didn't understand anything. And I was kept standing. So my mother went over with the address and gave it to one of the men there, the cab drivers. So he said, "Come on, I'll take you." She didn't understand what they meant, you know. But then we went up, and he took us to Wine Street near Webster Avenue. There was a Wine Street.
Wine,
near Webster Avenue. Well, to tell you, when I saw Pittsburgh, I almost died. I started to cry from the minute I went over to Vine Street. And I didn't stop for 2 weeks straight, because in Europe I had friends, and it was clean. It was so nice and clean, always clean.
And
here was so black. Everything was so black and dirty. It was terrible. It was just terrible. And my mother comes over to me. She says, "What's the matter with you?" I said, "Well, I hate Pittsburgh. I don't like it here." She said, "You'll like it. You have to get used to it. You can't help it. We're here." So, I cried anyhow. I kept on crying. Then wherever my father and mother went to look for a house or something, for rooms, as soon as they heard 4 children, they wouldn't rent them out, and they wouldn't rent to them. So finally, we got a basement kitchen with 2 rooms on the first floor.
Where was this?
On Caldwell Street.
Caldwell.
We lived there only about, I guess, about 15 months. That's all. And we moved out. And we moved to Fulton Street, right near the shul. The synagogue.
What was the name of the shul?
Senior shul.